What a scene it must have been in the temple. Even though it's only less than a week after Christmas, Luke now takes us some 40 days after the birth of Jesus. Mary and Joseph brought the child to be presented in the temple in accord with the law of Moses. They brought with them the offering of two turtle doves, two young pigeons. The two turtle doves are not the original sacrifice prescribed by the law. The two turtle doves are the offering of the poor. So in poverty and humility, they brought not only the offering, but they brought the Lord to his temple, where God had been worshipped. Now God with us, Emmanuel, entered in. He was held in the arms of his mother. And there was Simeon. He had been told, not like the shepherds by the message of an angel, but by God, the Holy Spirit himself, that he would not see death until he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He took the child Jesus from Mary's arms into his own. He praised God, for he had now seen what he had been promised. And Anna, the holy widow and prophetess, began speaking to everyone around about the child. What a scene it must have been in the temple. Now, while we may not have heard these exact words, we have seen this scene before, probably many times, and probably many times in the narthex. Think about it. You have a young couple carrying a baby. You have an older couple walking up to them. The older man says something beautiful about the child, and the woman runs around and tells everyone how great this child will be. This is the behavior of grandparents. And today is the feast of the Holy Family. But Simeon and Anna, and St. Joseph for that matter, do not have a blood tie to Jesus. Only Mary does. Yet they are family. Clearly, this is a family event. So what is the Lord trying to tell us? Simeon and Anna, Joseph and the shepherds, later the disciples and the holy women, and down through the ages to you and to me, are part of the Holy Family. By the will of God, our loving Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, we have been made members of the Holy Family. And that means that the Holy Family extends beyond the ties of blood. For Jesus himself tells us that whoever hears and keeps the word of God is his brother and sister and mother. From the cross, he entrusted Mary to John with the word, "Son, behold your mother." And after his glorious resurrection, he told Mary Magdalene to go and tell his brothers. He'd never called them that before. "Go and tell my brothers," he said, "that he was going ahead to meet them in Galilee." Jesus Christ, who makes all things new, extends family to mean something far beyond just some genetic tie. Jesus makes us a family. And because we are united in one family to Jesus, made so by our baptism, the Holy Family extends beyond all distance as well. For wherever the Eucharist is celebrated, wherever our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is reserved, wherever the members of the Holy Family gather, then the distance that separates us falls away in the unity that is ours in Christ Jesus. Distance does not separate the Holy Family. This Holy Family, our Holy Family, transcends not only blood, not only distance, but even extends beyond the bounds of death. For Christ, our Savior, has conquered sin and death by the blood of his holy cross, and he has promised eternal life to us who are united to him. But at this time of year, in particular, I think, amid the joys and the celebrations, we often feel that pain of death and loss rather intensely. And as we gather for meals around the table, it's hard not to notice empty chairs. But there are no empty chairs at the banquet of the Holy Family. There are no empty chairs because the table extends beyond even death. Here on earth, we celebrate a foretaste of the feast to come. Every day in the celebration of the Eucharist, we are united to Jesus Christ and the banquet of the kingdom of heaven. We pray with our Holy Family on earth and the members of the Holy Family that the Lord has called unto himself. There are no empty chairs, for the Savior reigns upon his glorious throne. And now the Savior invites us to his table, where time, distance, and even death pass away, and Christ himself presents himself to us, and Christ presents us to the Father. And with all creation we cry out, glory to God in the highest. Amen.